This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey, everybody, Dre Redfern here.
And Alexis Neely.
And yet again, welcome back to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, where today we have got a tried and true marketing method that we're going to go over with you, something that is one of my favorite ways to market and grow your business, and that is direct mail.
Oh, yes. I love talking about direct mail because it is one of the things that lawyers can be using so much more successfully in their own practices. And I think it's something that most lawyers are super scared to use because it requires an investment. And you want to know that that investment is going to pay off before you spend thousands of dollars to get into somebody's mailbox. So today, I want to focus on how do you make sure that your investment in direct mail is going to pay off? But before we do that, Dre, why don't you share why you love direct mail so much?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because in this day and age, it's super sexy to be online and have a digital marketing effort. And I agree, it's really important. But the problem is when you're in this online environment, you end up competing with every other business out there for someone's attention. And, you know, these days the typical buyer has an attention span less than a goldfish. And so realistically, it's very, very tough and can be very, very expensive. So we advertise on Facebook, we advertise on Google, we do all of the main platforms, but we still advertise and send out over 1.2 million with an M pieces of mail a year because it still works so good. And here's the simplest explanation why. When you advertise online, you're competing with everyone else. But when you advertise offline in a non-digital environment, that piece of mail, as long as it gets them to open it, if it's kind of attractive and gets them to open it, you can captivate them for minutes, sometimes even hours as they reread your long, you know, sales letter or your brochure or your newsletter or whatever it is that you may have that you may send them. And you can really keep them engaged and engrossed in whatever your messaging is significantly longer because there's no dings and buzzes and notifications and swipe rights or ups and downs or swipe, but well, all the other things that are out there that are vying for your attention. And you can really just really captivate them and really control a lot of that environment and the experience that you deliver without dealing with a lot of those external sort of notifications.
Yeah, and because so few lawyers are actually going to be willing to make the investment in direct mail, it's a really great way to distinguish yourself, set yourself apart, and become known in your community as the go-to lawyer. And so what I would like to do is just share some of the ways to make sure that if you are going to use direct mail, it actually works for you. And maybe, Dre, I could start off by sharing how the lawyers, our personal family lawyer, family business lawyer members are using direct mail in their communities to make sure that the investment pays off.
I love it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, great. So one of the things, first of all, that we have seen with direct mail is that when you can show up consistently in somebody's mailbox, regardless of whether they are ready to hire you, you are beginning to imprint on their brain as a trusted resource. And so whenever you're sending out any direct mail, really important that you have your photo on that direct mail piece. That is one of the things that I think most lawyers overlook. They don't think of themselves necessarily in terms of the visual presentation that they're making. So that's a really important thing. And one time, this was in February, we create campaigns for our lawyers so that our lawyers, if they wanted to, could send out a direct mail marketing piece every single month to the same group of people in their community. And that's what I was doing in my practice. And some months we would get a bunch of calls, some months we wouldn't get a bunch of calls. But this one February, we sent out a campaign. We call it Viva Amore. And the Viva Amore campaign was a letter in an envelope, hand addressed. So we hired a company to do that hand addressing. And the letter was inviting the folks who contacted us and scheduled what we call a family wealth planning session to do so. And we would actually send them out for a fancy Valentine's Day dinner in the community after they had their family wealth planning session with us. That month, I got 17 family wealth planning sessions booked on my calendar. And I think we engaged 15 of those. If we consider that my average fee at that point was about $4,000 for every client that came in, that was a $60,000 revenue result from what was probably a $3,000 campaign that I sent out. Now, a couple things that it's important.
I'll take that ROI.
Yeah, right? You'll take that all day, every day.
Yeah.
Now, a couple things to note about this. So you don't just go off and do it on your own and then say, hey, Alexis told me to, you know, do this direct mail campaign and it's not working. So a couple things that I want you to know about that. First of all, this was not the first time I had mailed that same list. Consistency is critical. I had already mailed that list at least two times before, those same exact people. I had probably mailed them an invitation to come hear me speak at an event, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment because that's a strategy that's really working fantastic for our lawyers. I'd probably mailed them as well an invitation to maybe get a free copy of my book, Wear Clean Underwear, or perhaps to create free online legal guardian nominations so that if they weren't ready to call my office, they had an easier way to engage with me rather than leaving their house and coming to an event, rather than calling my office. Those are all pretty big steps for people to take. So I probably mailed them an invitation to just go online, put their name and email address in and get something free from me. And so now this was the third time and they were hearing from me. They were seeing me. I'd already built up trust with them by appearing in their inboxes before. In addition, I had taken out the full page, back page ad every month on a very small 8-page newsletter in my community that reached the families that I wanted to reach. It was called The Daisy Chain, and it was a newsletter that had all the, you know, events that people could do with their kids. And so my picture was appearing on that every month as well. So there was already a trust factor because of the way that I was using direct response marketing in my community, okay? So one of the ways that our lawyers are having huge success building that trust factor right now is that we've got some lawyers who are doing a very standard format of two presentations every 6 weeks, two presentations every 6 weeks. And they're filling these presentations with direct mail postcards. These direct mail postcards are super inexpensive to send because they're sending them out through something called Every Door Direct Mail. So this is not buying an email list. A mailing list. This is about picking zip codes in your area, and every single house in that area gets your postcard. And it has to meet certain requirements. And we've designed this postcard and written all the copy on it so that we know it works. And so what's happening is that these lawyers pick dates about every 6 weeks in two or three different areas in their community so that they're not hitting the same people again and again, but they're actually rotating about every second or third time they do it, right? So there's a consistency factor because they're circling back around to the same list, but it's not happening every single month. And in between the months when they're not having presentations, they can send those other know, like, and trust mailers that I mentioned, either a direct call to the office or a less intense way to take action, maybe getting a free book or something online, right? So then bringing people online. But what's happening with these mailers and these two presentations back to back, not spread out, one at night and one the next morning, is that they're getting anywhere between 25 and 40 people registered for their presentations. Then we've given them a presentation that we know converts, right? So not a presentation where you go out and speak and people hear you speak and they're like, oh, that was so great. Thank you. I totally need to get that done. But a presentation that converts into family wealth planning sessions, which is the initial consultation meeting process that we teach the lawyers that we serve, that we know has usually a 100% or close to it engagement rate at that $3,000 to $5,000 average fee, right? And so what's happening is that the lawyers are engaging from those two speaking engagements, from the mailer that they send out And usually they send that same mailer out twice to the same audience before the speaking engagements. Dre, they're engaging 12 to 16 new clients each time they run this campaign, 12 to 16 new clients. Average fee on those clients is between $3,000 to $5,000. So if we take that at $4,000, they're earning $48,000 to, I can't do the math on the fly. Let's call it
it's basically $100,000 over 3 months.
Yes. Really, I want to look at it every time they send that mailer, every time they do those two presentations, every 6 weeks, right? They're bringing in about $50,000 of revenue, oftentimes more because the average fees are a bit higher, every time they do that mailer, every time that they do those presentations. And that mailer, those presentations, maybe it costs them $4,000 to $5,000 to do that. That's what we are seeing works the best today. You make a $5,000 investment, you 10 times that investment with the combination of direct mail, driving to a presentation that you know converts, driving into a family wealth planning session or your own version of an initial consultation that you know works, that converts at a 100% or close to it engagement rate, at a high enough fee, an affordable premium fee is what we call it, a high enough affordable premium fee where you're still the cheapest solution for your clients, but they're happy to pay you a premium over what they would pay other lawyers in their community. If you've got all of those pieces down, direct mail is a no-brainer. It's like putting a dollar into an ATM machine and getting $10 back, which you would do all day, every day if you could.
Yeah, as fast as you could do it too. I think it's, you know, I think it's worth mentioning and really hammering down that what you're talking about is using direct mail to, you know, drive traffic, drive individuals to proven methods, like not just like, you know, blasting everyone in the, you know, some random neighborhood to just maybe come in for a consultation. I get those often. And, you know, I would be surprised if the response rate would be really anything to write home over, because I don't know them, I don't like them, I don't trust them. And so right. Why would I just be immediately show up? So I think that's one, you know, really important distinction that you made there that's worth mentioning again.
Well, and not only why would you don't know them, like them, or trust them, but the offer isn't even good. Why do I want to go in and meet with a lawyer for an initial consultation?
Exactly.
Right? Like, nobody wants to come in and meet with you for an initial consultation unless they have an emergency, right? So if you're doing like DUI and, you know, somebody's in jail, yeah, they want to have an initial consultation with you, stat. But if you're doing any sort of a practice area that is not emergency based, nobody wants to come in to meet with you for an initial consultation. What they want is they want to actually come in and meet with you and get educated. And they might not want to get educated on a one-to-one basis because that might be scary for them. Remember, lawyers are scary to most people. So that might be scary to them. They want to be able to find out things like, how much does your service cost, right? What is your process for working with me? Do I know, like, and trust you? And so if you have a system in place in your practice so that when people come in and learn from you, like in a presentation, they find out the answers to all of those things, and then they're invited in for a meeting that's not an initial consultation, but an educational meeting that has a name, a purpose, and a value. We teach this in our client engagement system trainings. Then you are going to have as many clients as you want to have each month. For us, the lawyers that I mentioned with the 12 to 16 clients every 6 weeks, the reason it's that number is because that's the number that they want in order to serve the life that they want to have. They don't want any more clients than that. That's a full practice for them. That's a full practice for them.
Yeah. And I think that's a great other distinction as well, is that if they have other attorneys in their practice or the other, you know, they're in growth mode, you can certainly have more than 12 clients in that period of time. And the sky really is the limit. And the other side of this too, that I think it's worth mentioning, is that we've talked about so far is a ways to use direct mail to basically fill that front end pipeline. Mm-hmm. But direct mail is also an absolutely wonderful strategy to follow up with clients, to wish them happy birthday, to just check in every 6 months or every year after you've already done your services, just to stay in front of them. And, you know, when you do something like that, it has so much more weight than just sending them an email that would just be like, hey, just checking in, hope all's well. Like, you know, I get those often and they don't really mean anything just because you get so many emails a day. But when I get those in my mailbox, I open them up. I read them. I probably read them 3 to 5 times. Mm. Some of them have sat on my, or like on a refrigerator at our home for months on end sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know, what you can't necessarily equate is the amount of impressions that that piece of direct mail may have. Yes. So in the digital marketing world, we love to talk about like, you know, my ad got X amount of clicks or X amount of impressions. And that's great. And it's all very valid metrics to watch. However, the other side of this is you'll never really be able to monitor or track some of the direct mail campaigns when it comes to the impressions. And so just because you mail them now, and maybe they didn't respond now, or maybe the answer is no now, doesn't mean they may not do in the future. I do a lot of speaking. And one of the topics I talk a lot about is direct mail. And there's a big guy in the professional development world. Many of our listeners have probably heard of him. His name's Brendon Burchard. Mm-hmm. And I use this story as an example in a lot of my speeches, is that about 3 years ago, Brendon sent a postcard out as an invitation to one of his events. I'd already purchased several of his programs and these sorts of things, but he is the only person in the self-help, personal development world who has ever mailed anything to this day on the front end to get, you know, more business, to fill events, to sell seats and this sort of thing. And I loved it so much, and I was so blown away by it, that actual postcard sat on my desk for almost 6 weeks. And so what a guy like Brendon could never track, and even me running a media agency could never track, is the amount of impressions that that postcard could yield. Now, here's sort of the caveat, is that I didn't go to his event. I didn't, you know, have any friends go to his event. I didn't have anyone on my staff go to the event. But not shortly thereafter, he was releasing his book called The Motivation Manifesto. And what do you think that I did? I bought a ton of copies.
Oh, yeah?
And so I probably bought 100 copies of the book and gave them away, because I give quarterly gifts for a lot of our clientele. And that's another strategy that we mail and kind of surprise them with. I'll talk about in a second. But I bought a ton of his books. And so from Brendon's side, and I actually had this conversation with him last year, is that he could never track that postcard yielded 100 book sales. You just can't do it. But if you layer these strategies on, it just, you know, is one, you know, incremental effect on top of another, on top of another, you begin to see the trajectory of growth in your business going upwards. And you can't always put an exact, you know, ROI on that, maybe one particular mailing here or there, although you could have a good idea. But if you stack them right, it really makes a huge difference in the long run with that rapport and reciprocity that you have with your audience.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we know is that the more our lawyers layer on the opportunities to be seen in their community and develop that know, like, and trust factor, the better. And direct mail is one of the best ways to do that, because you're in their inbox. You've now come into somebody's home. And if you do it in the right way and you do it consistently, then when they are ready to hire someone, they're going to hire you. Or when somebody asks them for a referral, they're going to think of you. And like you said, Dre, continuing to do that after they become your client is critical as well, because I cannot tell you how many people I have talked to. You know, they say something like, oh, I just worked with a lawyer on my business, or I just did my estate planning, and I'll ask them, oh, great, who did you use? Who did you work with? They cannot remember their lawyer's name. If your clients cannot remember your name, they are not referring you to anybody, right? Of course.
Absolutely.
So it's really critically important that you keep your name and your face. And I know that might make some of you uncomfortable, but it is totally worth it to get really good headshots, personal branding headshots that really keep your face front and center with the people that you want to serve. And it is absolutely worth it financially. If, now this is really important, because I think that, you know, there's a, probably in my early days, I did this where I did some direct mail campaigns and I was like, oh, it didn't work. Well, what do you need to have in place before you do a direct mail campaign? What do you need to have in place? Well, from my perspective, what you need to have in place before you do a direct mail campaign is you need to know that when somebody calls your office, that they are going to be taken through a process of getting on your calendar and then coming in and meeting with you and hiring you at least 75% of the time. At least 75% of the time. So you've got a system for that, right? Not a situation where you get calls and then people don't end up booking appointments with you, or not a situation where they do book appointments with you, they come in and half the time they're not hiring you. Don't do direct mail at that point. Wait until you've got a 75% or higher engagement rate for a fee that is high enough to enable you to provide a fantastic service. That is first and foremost. You don't do direct mail until you have that dialed in. And then if you're going to be driving direct mail or using direct mail to bring people into presentations where they hear you speak, do not do that until you've got a presentation that motivates at least 50% of the room, at least 50% of the people who hear you speak, to book an appointment with you, not an initial consultation, but an educational appointment that you know turns into clients at the right fee at least 75% of the time. So if you do it in that order, you will know that your direct mail is going to pay off every time. And I got to say, once you get that engagement system in place, from the minute somebody calls or emails your office until they are hiring you and writing you a check, once you get that in place, now it's just looking at, what are all of the ways that I can invest money to get in front of my ideal clients? Because it is going to be like putting a dollar in the ATM and taking $10 out. And you get to then decide, okay, what is a full calendar for me? How many clients do I want to be seeing and serving each month? And just tailor your marketing to that.
I love the strategy. You know, Allie, I love everything that you're sharing. And I think that there is so many facets. And I just want to share the other side of this too on the back end, because I think I like and agree with everything that you're saying. But after you have a client, after you've already delivered those services, you could still use some of these strategies to re-engage or get referrals or just stay top of mind with them. And that could be as simple as sending a handwritten note once a quarter or twice a year or something on their birthday. These sorts of things, no one does anymore. Like, everyone talks about it. Some of the most like old tried and true marketing tactics and methods and things, you know, to generate business, but no one does it anymore. And so I think one of the things that is really helpful and what we coach a lot of our clients on is building in a block of time once a quarter to do this, whether it's bulk writing all of your notes at one time, whether it's using one of the robotic handwriting printers. You can literally insert your Uniball or your Mont Blanc pen, digitize your handwriting, and then it couldn't, you know, print your handwrite your notes for you inside of your office. That technology exists. We have two of those printers, love them, because that allows us to produce 20,000 handwritten notes a year. And so, you know, handwritten notes are a great way. You can obviously use automation tactics to do that. But, you know, taking that a step further is that if you were to not, you know, invest in a handwriting printer, not do any of those things, you can simply bulk process these in your office once a quarter, schedule them out into a little section of a folder, stamp them already. So when that particular date or month comes up, you can drop them in the mail and not have to think about it. That way you systemize even that approach. And I'm telling you, in this day and age, I love automation, but we've talked about automation with humanization in our previous automation episode. And I really think that humanization and adding that touch of, you know, the human element, because you're really dealing with, you know, humans, you're dealing with emotional people who are going through a legal matter, whether it's as simple or like, you know, not as necessarily emotionally impact as like a corporate formation or super emotionally impactful like a PI case. Regardless of what it is, we are dealing with humans, and having that sort of, you know, humanizing contact using direct mail is such a great strategy, and, you know, really shouldn't be overlooked, for because it really only costs you, what is it, about 50 cents for a stamp and maybe an extra 20 to 30 cents for an envelope and piece of paper. I mean, the cost is so marginal in the grand scheme of things, and you could really deepen these relationships to have endless amounts of prosperity and really rapport and reciprocity with that clientele.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So don't shy away from direct mail. Do make sure that you have the systems in place that you need to have in order to truly make it work for you, so that you don't get into a space where you think it didn't work, but it actually did. You just didn't have the systems in place to convert those folks that were interested into paying clients for you. And one of the things we're going to talk about on a future episode is how to know exactly how many clients you need to be serving each month and at what average fee, and how to use that knowledge to actually plan out all of the systems that you need to have in your practice, when you should be hiring, how to hire. I think that Dre will probably do that as a Your Best Year Yet episode. So y'all can look at that, look for that coming up so that you can plan out your best year yet. And before we go today, I do want to mention that we are having this contest right now, Dre, which is that when you share the Ultimate Attorney Podcast on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, even on LinkedIn, I think that they can do it. If you tag Ultimate Attorney, so that means putting the little hashtag and then Ultimate Attorney and put a link to the podcast and share how much you like it. At the end of the month, we're going to be counting up all of those hashtags. And we're going to be looking for the person who shared the most. The person who shared the most. And I don't think it's going to take a huge amount of shares to win here. So share on your different social media platforms about the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, what you like about it. Share it with other lawyers in your community. Tag hashtag Ultimate Attorney, and you will be entered to win one of our training programs that would otherwise cost you $1,000 to $3,000. And of course, will generate many, many, many more times that for you to create a life and law practice you love. So go ahead and share and tag, and we really appreciate that. And we're going to be rewarding you for doing that.
Thank you again for listening. Like Ali said, please go share the podcast. We aren't using advertising on this podcast. We're not using any sort of paid endorsements for the podcast. And the way this is basically our manner of giving back to you and the attorney community. And the best way that you can help us support this mission would be sharing it, just like Ali said. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And go share the podcast.
Great. We'll see you again next time.
Hey there, Dre Redford here, and I have one last thing for you. If you haven't already done so, please go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com to access all of the resources and free downloads that we've discussed in this episode and all of the other amazing episodes on the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. While you're there, be sure to look on the right-hand side of the page to enroll to receive some of our free premium content simply by entering your name and email address. Now, when you do that, you'll be the first to know when we release a new episode. You'll get all sorts of expanded resources and additional content that is only available exclusively to the listeners of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. And while you're at it, as we said earlier, please be sure to share this episode with your friends, your family, and other attorneys who may benefit from this episode, because whoever shares these episodes and the Ultimate Attorney Podcast the most this month will win a product from either Ali or myself that's valued between $1,000 and $3,000. So what are you waiting for? Go share the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.